Then what happens? Because he has worked, you know, that work is there. The work is manifesting in you. Whatever work he has done, you have started the journey. Now, when you start the journey, so many things, not only journey means not walking, you know. Now what happens? That journey is quite different journey. Now, when you come to him, so many things come in your mind. You read this, you read that, oh, these lustful thoughts and these bad desires and all these things, you know. Oh, this is my ego and all these things. So many things come in your mind. Sometimes doubts also come. So many things, you know. These are the difficulties. These are the difficulties, you know. But these difficulties are in order to remove those difficulties, he has worked, you know. That's why you pray to him, you remember him more and more. But if you just remember, you know, now here what happens? Just go to the temple, you know, arch church. What they do? In the temple, you know, they just ring the bell. Whether it is remembrance, it is just customary, you know. In the church, if you go, you know, you find just every seventh day, you know, on Sunday, they must pray. So it has become customary. There is no question of heart. But here, because of his work, you know, your heart has accepted him and your heart longs for him. So your prayer, you know, it is more powerful. And because of that prayer, you know, because of your longing in the heart, you pray wholeheartedly and you get the relief. You get the help, you know. That means you pull the infinite consciousness towards you because of that. And because he has worked, you know, what he is doing, that it is, he is, for the present, he is making it easy for you to pull him towards you.
And then he set it up in such a way that for the next 700 years, every moment he'll be occupied in answering someone's prayers. Or answering someone's call to him.
After 700 years?
For the next 700 years.
No. It is not that, you know. What happens that this work, what he has done, you know. It takes time to work out all these things. It goes on and on and on. But then afterwards, what happens? When that work, just like, you know, when the one is very hot, of course, it goes easy. You just get anything, you know, done quickly. Then afterwards it subsides, goes on subsiding and subsiding. So that period comes there. And when that period comes, when there is no more fire, you know, that means that is the time where, you know, every level of consciousness, every stage of consciousness again waits for him.
Mm.
Again waits for him. Because then... Of course, busy means what? That infinite there is nothing but only infinite consciousness, you know, an infinite consciousness which knows itself as infinite consciousness. There is nothing, only infinite consciousness is there. But to pull that infinite consciousness, it is only through his work. If you come in his contact and if you just pray and just do whatever he likes, if you just go on following his wish, you know, you pull more and more that infinite consciousness, that means Baba, towards you. So this is the time where he allows you to pull him towards you. He is helping you to pull him towards you. This is that time. Everything he has done, he, just like when he was in physical form, you know. So, we will just need that Baba would give us some instruction and then we would follow. Now, those instructions which he would give, now here he has worked in such a way that without asking, without saying anything, you know, you do. Those are the those instructions in his work, it is there for you. That means he is present, you know. Inwardly, he is giving those instructions to you and you just follow. Because the work is there. Accordingly, you have to. And he has given this opportunity to pull him more and more. And he has made it easy for you to pull him more. towards you. So this work he is doing now, internally. Outward work is finished. Outward work he has finished, you know. Internal work. Outward work means when he was in physical form. So, just mingling with, his work is always internal. But mingling with the people and just giving discourse, talk, so many things, you know. That work is no more. Internal work, that during that period also, he did this internal work. So now that internal work is there. It is there, you know. And according to that work, you know, now he is just making easy for everyone to pull him towards him. As if he is physically present. Suppose, you know, I said, David, you go to Ahmednagar. So, there is some medium for me to express, you know, I am in body. But suppose, you know, I don't say that you go to Ahmednagar, but I make you to go to Ahmednagar. Who did that work? It is I who did. First, I just asked you to go and you followed. But now, I don't ask you, but I make you to go there.
That's what he's doing with each one.
Yes. Now he is doing this.
So behind everything is this man.
He is there. He is there. And that's why everybody gets different experiences and all these things. Why they are coming, you know? Why? When he was physically present, they were not coming, you know. Of course, there were certain people who came to him.
So now he can work on a much larger scale.
Yes. Now he is permitting them to come to him when he is not in physical form. But it is just like this, you know, just like I give this example that I asked David to go to Ahmednagar. Now he knows that I asked you. But here, you know, I am not there, but I make you go to Ahmednagar and you don't know that it was I who made you go to Ahmednagar. This is the difference, you know. So though I am not, though Baba is not in form, he is making you go there, making you go towards him. This is the difference. So that's why there are so many things, you know, how it is worked out automatically. It is not us or you or anyone, you know. It is he who is doing all these things. First, he came in form and through form, you know. So at that time also, his internal work was there. That work, whatever he did, you know, it is there. It is there, but through that work, in that work now, he has done in such a way that for each individual he has worked. And that work is now manifesting. So long that work is there, it is as if he is physically present. It is physically present.
But his work is just going to go on and on.
It goes on. There is no end, you know. But there is also a period, you know, he himself does in such a way. That's why he has to come again and again.
What about, yes, he talked about, I'm going to rest for 700 years and all this business.
700, that means the work, whatever he has done, that work, and that work is done when he is physically present, you know. That work, you know, when body is there. So he does that work. But here, now, it is just, you have no connection, now you have connection with God directly. Previously, when he was in human form, you had connection with God as well as man.
Mm.
But now, your connection is directly with God. No man form is there. But everyone can just get connected with God, you know. But that is not possible, you know. So many tribe meditation and so many things, you know. Here, everything has become so natural, you know. So natural, you remember, you just think about him, you talk about him, you just sing for him. so many things in a very, very natural way he has worked out. Otherwise, people go there to Himalayas and they just meditate. What they achieve? Nothing. But here you find that they just come in close contact and they just talk, think about him, sing, write, so many things. Oh, Baba is there. Baba is there for everything. So it has come in a very natural way. Very natural way. And when it comes in a natural way, it remains there. But when you force and when you do, just God, we must find God, you try. And mechanically you do so many things. It is not natural, and after some time you become disappointed, leave it. Oh, there is nothing, I tried. It is like this. But this will remain because the reality has worked for you. The reality. And that reality will take you towards it. So now what he is doing, he is just helping you in this way, directly to have connection with God. He is giving you power to pull him more and more and more because of his work. And you pull him. Did you get it?
Yeah.
But you asked me some more questions about it because we will make it very, very clear. Very, very clear. Of course, I don't know whether I told you or not. But in 1933, I think, 33 Baba had been to Italy.
Italy.
And he wanted to go somewhere, he wanted some guide. There was one boy. Search was made, and a boy was found. And that boy, what happened, Baba asked him that, do you know the places here? And he said, yes. And then he said, Baba said, all right, you take us there. But the guides were there, And those guides, of course, they reported the matter to the police and the police caught the boy. But anyway, he was relieved. But then, it happened in 1933. Now what happened? I think in 1965 or 66. 65 or 66. A letter was received from Italy. And he wrote to Baba, I don't know how he got the address, He wrote to him and he said that, I don't know whether you are alive or not. But if you are not alive and if anybody gets this letter, at least this letter should be put in Baba's room, bedroom. And he said that, I'm suffering from tuberculosis, and this is the last stage and doctor have left the hope. So I have come to you. I have come to you. Please do whatever you like. If you are not there, of course, my letter would be put in your bedroom. And then it is for you. I just seek your help. And that letter was received here. And what did Baba prescribe? Cod liver oil. Cod liver oil. A reply was sent to him that he should take cod liver oil. And he did, and he was well. Now just see, 1932, he was just engaged as a boy to show places there in Italy. Nobody knew what would happen in future. What would happen after so many years. And he just, he did not know much about Baba. He must have heard his name and from India. That's all. He did not know who he was, nothing. But just see, after so many years, so it is nothing. His work is not like that if you just happen to see him now, that means whatever happened now, it is all no. You will see that not question of years, but in your next birth and next birth and next birth. It will go on like that, the fire which he used, you know. But it takes time to work out. Even you will find that many came to Baba and then afterwards they just disappeared. They did not disappear. I am of quite different opinion. I have a different experience. I know that what effect it carries. You know. They did not disappear. They will come. But because it takes time to work out their impressions, whatever things he gives you. And those things, they are necessary. They are necessary, you know. Whatever you have, that collection store, it must be emptied. So it takes time. So those who, there are some who look as if they disappeared, they did not disappear. They did not disappear. It is taking time for work out those impressions. So it is like this, see, it is not a question of one or two births, you know, many births. It go on and on till you reach the ocean. It will go on like that. So, Baba's help is always there. He is as if he is physically present. That's why there are so many who see him in his physical form. So, bit by bit, if something comes in my mind, I will go on giving like this. And then afterwards, you can just...
Because actually, you know, when Baba told you to write this chapter about manifestation, had you ever thought about it before?
No.
He would talk about his manifestation. Refer to it.
Where?
During his life.
Only manifestation. Manifestation, but how? He never said it.
I would appear in a thousand places at one time.
No, no. It is always there, you know. He said that avatar can appear in thousand places. Mm. Thousand places. It's not manifestation. It is not manifestation.
Manifestation and breaking silence is the same thing.
Of course. He is breaking, he is... That word, because of that word, everything is going on. Everything is going on because of that word. Now, what happens, you know? Why? Those who come in his contact, you know, those who have got longing, they hear that word, but that too in degrees. As soon as you hear that word, you become silent. Silent not through mouth, you know, but is there is nothing. Silent means the mind is no more there.
I always thought that Baba never was silent.
No, because, you know, that because of that word, everything, that word of course took form, flesh, turned into flesh. Because that word is there, though, the creation is there. So that, I should say that word is nothing but that urge in everyone. That urge is there. Now, you hear that word. First, that word gives you flesh. It gives you sound. And, it gives you sound in order to make you soundless. Get it?
Yes.
That word gives you sound, that apparent sound. That is not because the sound of that soundless word is nothing but silence. That there is no, this apparent sound is not there, but that word gives you sound first. And through that sound, you know, you just pass through so many stages of evolution and involution, and then you become soundless. And when you become soundless, you hear the infinite sound of that soundless world. And that stage comes when your mind is no more. So, when he says that I will break my silence, that means people of the world will hear that sound of that word by degrees, you know. There will be few who will hear that word, you know, the whole world, you know. the sound, let's sound up that word, and they will get realization. There will be some who will hear that word in degrees. So they will remain close to him, then closer and closer, and then close like this, in degrees, because of that word. And when the whole world will come, that will be, that means the total manifestation, you know. So it will be said as if he broke his silence, because his mission for which he had come is fulfilled. That will be called breaking of his silence.
But that's the same thing as after the circle gets realization.
That's right.
I don't want for a minute.
No, I don't
like this tea so much.
You don't like?
It's alright, but it's not my favorite.
No, the taste is no good. I do realize. Take a little.
I don't know. I want to cross Japan.
Two, three.
You want one?
No. Did you take that mango?
I haven't eaten it yet. I took it.
I think that introduction, at least I must write.
Let's write the whole book. What do you mean, just the introduction?
No, then you can collect like this.
Huh.
But introduction, of course, really speaking, you know, in my this Meher Darshan, Meher Darshan means Baba's biography.
In Hindi verse?
Two verse. There, of course, I have described how every stage of consciousness waits for him.
Mm.
So, it is symbolically represented in a nice way. Mm. Nice way.
What was that for?
No. Something should remain there. Something should remain there.
What do you mean?
For future. There are many things, but something up written by me must remain there. This Meher Darshan is nothing. This biography, whatever I wrote, you know, it is in much detail. The only thing that introduction and other thing, the way I have represented, you know. The rest.
You could read that and take from there. Or you know already.
No. I'm not going to do it. It is for you.
You said you wanted to write it.
Only introduction I will give. Introduction in such a way that about the consciousness, different level of consciousness, all these things, you know. Why his manifestation is great, you know. Perfect master, he is also God, you know. But here what happens that his work is also universal. But there is a difference, you know. Every level of consciousness, he gives push. He gives push to every level of consciousness.
In the book,
he
does it only for humanity?
Oh, yes.
What is that about the chosen in a general
way? Oh, that is a great difference. That a perfect master works for the universe in a general way, and for the selected ones in a chosen way, while avatar works for the creation in a chosen way, and for the selected ones in his bhajan.
I mean, Supreme Master does work for the universe, but just generally, yes, by working for humanity.
But he does not give push to, just like, you know, he gives, just like this dog comes in his contact, he gives push. But he does not give push to animal kingdom, the whole animal kingdom. That is the difference, you know. He works for the human beings also. But here, human beings, of course, he works. But in every kingdom of consciousness, he does not give push. He can give push, but because of the divine law, and that's why the avatar has to come. Otherwise, what is the need?
Mm.
The masters are five perfect masters are always there.
Mm.
Because of the duty, you know, limitation of the duty, what duty one should do.
You know, this heap of grass, that's the collected impressions of the world, the whole world.
And witness, that means the time for it to become dry. You know. Means he has also fixed time for each. So that's why it is called wet. Now,
W-E-T.
Hmm?
Wet.
Wet. Mm. So there is time, you know. That's why it is called wet. Now, the fire, you know. And that portion which is near the fire. It is that portion, the time has come now. Then
it's dry.
Just dry. It gets dry immediately and it burns. Then another portion. And at the same time, because the heap is there and it is wet, the smoke comes out. And what is that smoke? It is nothing but the chaos everywhere, restlessness, chaos, everything. So that is the preparation.
Those ones that are dry have already gone through.
Oh, yes.
That time.
Yeah. And that smoke, you know, the smoke is just restless now. How many Americans are coming to Rajneesh? It is nothing but restlessness. That which the smoke indicates restlessness everywhere, chaos. Restlessness. So this is the preparation. The smoke you can take down. It is the right. You were asking about the smoke. You know, I told you that there is a heap of grass. And it is wet. This wet, why it is wet? Because, you know, it just indicates the time, the period, that that portion which is near the fire, it is wet, but it gets dried up because the fire is there. And another portion, it is all wet, you know, but one after another portion burns. So this wetness, it just indicates the time. And then smoke, you know, because the grass is wet, the smoke is coming out. What is that smoke? It is nothing, but it indicates the restlessness. Because the burning process is started. So when it has started, there must be smoke, you know. And that is restlessness everywhere. Everywhere in the world, chaos, restlessness. And that's why, you know, people, they just go on here and there, they just find peace. They try to find peace, you know. In order to find peace, they just go here and there. That is restlessness. Their turn will also come when they will reach near the fire. But fire is there, you know, to burn the whole heap. But it will take time. One after another, one portion after another portion.
You know, Baba once gave that analogy of the mandala, the circle. It was just like a fan. When you turn off the fan, the blades keep going. And in the same way, he's also nullifying their sanskaras, or wipe them out, so that, but even still the fan is still keep going.
It will keep going, you know. Because after manifestation, then his work will start. When the world will accept, then for certain hundred of years, you know, it will go on, because at that time the world will accept him. So the work will, it will be just that momentum when train, you stop the train, you know, brake is put there, but still the train goes, you know, because of the momentum. So also when the fan is running, you stop the fan, but still it runs for some time. So it goes on like that, and then it stops. And when it stops, that means again that it goes on diminishing, just like Ohan, you know.
No, I was meaning the individual Madhuli members. Someone had asked Baba, you say, you know, we're so close and we'll get rid of this, but I still feel the same. He said, no, you might feel that, it might appear that it's moving, but really it's been turned off.
But same simile is just applicable here also. That after manifestation, that means they all the world will accept him, and it will go on, and then afterwards, you know, it will go on diminishing gradually. Then again he has to come, because then his work will be finished for this advent. For this advent his work will be finished, and every level of consciousness will wait for him. Because no push, the consciousness will not be able to go further. That is the time. That is the time for him to come. Because actually he comes to give push to every level of consciousness, right from stone to the human beings. And only avatar, only avatar can do, not perfect master. There is difference between the work of avatar and perfect master. A perfect master works for the universe in a general way, while perfect master works for the universe in a general way, and for the selected ones in a chosen way, while avatar works for the whole creation in chosen way and for the selected ones in a special way. Now, what is this chosen way? You know, chosen way means he gives push to every level of consciousness. That work which the perfect master does for the selected ones, he does for the whole creation. And here, selected ones, circle is there, and then the selected ones, and then others, just like, you know, Baba would be here with the Mandali all the time. Then sometimes he would call others. He would permit others to come, those who were very close to him. He would allow him. Then he would also give darshan. Then many would come. They would just come. Even for love, they would come. But they would be just attend to their own worldly things and all these things. It is good, you know. But those who were with him all the time, dedicated to him, their life.
What is this boy being?
Well, come back. And you can explain to me some certain points.
So, yes, wait, I just forgot.
About so many people coming.
Yes. Now, here what happens in the master's work, you know, there are few whom, you know, when he says that do this, they just follow, you know. He says that just follow me whenever, wherever I go, you know. Without any hesitation, without any argument, without any thought, you know, they just follow. This is one type. Then there is another type. He says that, follow me. So they don't follow. So he says, all right, just, you know, catch hold of my hand and come. So they catch hold of his hand, but then they also pull, you know, and he has to pull them to come, you know, follow. He gives his hand and sometimes they pull him and then he pulls them. So this is second category. Third category is that whom he says that follow and they don't follow. Then he says, all right, if you can't follow me, all right, just sit here. He takes them on his back, you know. But still, you know, when he takes them on his back, you know, they just pull him like this, and then when they are on his back, anyhow, he has to carry them. So they just put pressure on all these things and trouble him. So this is the third category, you know. Now, how will you just explain this? One category, you know, just dedicated 100%. There is no question, you know, whatever he says, without any argument, without any second thought, they just follow. This is one category. Then there is another category where, of course, he says that you follow and they can't follow, so he gives his hand, all right, catch hold of my hand and come. Sometimes, you know, they come, sometimes they pull him because they find, oh, he'll just do it, fall down and all these things, you know. So they just pull him and then he has to exert and pull them, you know. This is second category. Third category, they don't want to budge from their place, you know. And when he takes them on his back, they also pull him like this. And but anyhow, he has to take, so he takes them on his back, but still they put pressure and just do like this. So he had to put more, he has to exert more and more. So here, just like I told you that those who were with Baba, they are in the first category, they would follow. Then there is another who would come, Baba call them time to time, give them instruction, do this, also attend to her worldly things. So they would come time to time and they would attend to their worldly things, you know. Third type means when there would be some opportunity of darshan or anything, they would just come, have his darshan, feel happy, and they would go back, attend to their work, you know. They would not care for orders or his to carry out his wish. So many things like that. And there is fourth category, that neither they would come to him if the opportunity is given, nor they would pay attention to any other thing, you know, whatever he said. They would not even try to know what his wish is. So this is the fourth category. So, here of course, but Baba means infinite consciousness. He is in everyone, you know. So, for him, of course, whether you are good or bad, it does not matter for him. It is, he is so benevolent, so merciful, you know, that his love is quite different, you know. It is not that if you don't listen, so he would just hate you. No, never. Never. He would always give you the best. He would always see that you just get along, follow him, and just go towards the goal. His kindness is like this. Even if you abuse, if you criticize, what is there for him? Because he knows why you are doing like this. Because of your impressions, you do this. So, it does not mean that if you abuse him or criticize him or you don't follow him, so he will leave you. No. He will never leave because he is you. He is you. It is part of him. For us, you know, because there is veil of ignorance, so we just think, oh, if I say this to Baba, you know, it is no good like this. For him, it is nothing, you know. For him, it is nothing. Because he knows, you know, why you get certain thoughts, why you behave like this. He knows. And he knows that it is not your fault. So there is only mercy. One weakness he has, and that weakness, do you know, that he cannot harm anyone. Even if anyone abuses him, criticizes him, does anything against him, but he cannot do any harm because of his mercy. That is the weakness, that he cannot do any harm to anyone. He always showers mercy. Because he is everyone. Duality is for us. For him, there is no duality. But only thing that his work becomes easy when you follow him. He has not to exert. He has to exert, but it becomes easy, you know. If he says, come here, and you come, so it becomes easy. Otherwise, you know, he has to pull you, exert, and then you come, you know. So his work becomes difficult then. But he is merciful, he has to do that. He has to do that. So what he is doing now, that means he is, whatever he has done for everyone, the work he has done for everyone now, he is helping you to go towards God directly, and he is solving those difficulties which you find on the way. Because his man form is no more there, so internally he is working. That medium you don't see for the present, but that medium is there, internal medium is there. So in this way he is solving all these things, and he is answering all your questions, everything. Though, and it is as if he is physically present, because, you know, he does not appear in form, but he is there to help you. Because, and that work, his own work, makes him present.
For what he's done before.
Yes, whatever he has done, you know, that work makes him present. Makes him present, because who has done this work? Suppose, you know, this is my chair. I just prepare a plan and everything. I give direction, everything, you know. It is there. And I just disappear here, you know. Now, it comes in your hand, this plan, you know. And you work out accordingly, you know. Oh, from here you have to, this is the railway station, you have to catch this train at this particular time, and then from there you have to go there. So accordingly you do, because the plan is in your hand. But who did this? Who did this? I did this, you know. So it is like this. But here also what happens, that according to your plan here, it is there, that if you cannot solve, you know, then of course you will remember me, that, oh, how to solve this now, how to solve. And because of that, you can remember him wholeheartedly, because he has put this here.
I know what I want you to talk about now, that you use this word before, that how Baba binds himself. For now, in the time, he has bound himself by that work.
Yes.
Because he knows that man will remember him, he has to come and help. So he's already bound himself for every second.
Yes, of course.
Every moment.
He is bound, you know. Whatever work he has done for each individual, he is bound by that. And that's why I say that the work itself makes him present, you know. Yeah. He keeps him there to help you.
His remembrance.
Yes. So, he's present. He is as if he is present there. And where will he go? I just say, you know, where will he go?
Yeah.
There is nothing, you know, he is infinite. Where will he go?
Yeah.